This is the Capture Your 365 podcast, a podcast about everyday photography for everyday photographers. This is episode number 19, All I Want for Christmas, sponsored by Capture Your Holidays, a 7-lesson class beginning December 1st.
Welcome to the Capture Your 365 podcast. This is Katrina Kennedy. I am here today with my lovely co-host, Kelly Buss. Kelly, it is getting close to Christmas. Do you have things in order and your plans made?
I'm starting. I have a Christmas tree up.
You have a Christmas tree up already?
I do. Am I freakish that way? I know I'm not. Some people that'll be listening, we're recording this before Thanksgiving. You are with me. I know you are. I have a long story about it though. So it's kind of a schedule thing that if it didn't go up last weekend, it's kind of crazy between now and the middle of December. So, and we don't do real trees because some people have some allergies. So I don't have to worry about the fire hazard of a tree drying out.
Okay. So that makes sense. I can understand that. We have been listening to Christmas music in my house.
Okay. See?
Yeah.
See?
And last night we watched Christmas movies as a family. So
which one? Which ones do you guys like?
Oh, we have a lot that we like. We're big Christmas movie buffs. But every year we start off with Prep and Landing.
Oh, I love that.
That is just such like a classic, a current classic.
It
always makes us laugh. It always makes us really just kick off the holidays well. And you know, the other one that will be next on our list that we really love is Arthur's Christmas.
I don't know if I've seen Arthur's Christmas.
Maybe it's Arthur Christmas.
Okay.
Because it's not his.
I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah. Arthur Christmas. Your boys would
love it, huh?
It. Yeah. It's a couple years old. So it fits in that like new genre of Christmas movies as well. And it's a great take on Santa Claus and how Santa Claus has upgraded to meet the current demand.
Fun.
It is really fun and has just some good messages in it and lots of good boy action. It's absolute favorite. We probably watch it 10 times between now and Christmas.
That's kind of how we are with Elf.
We're
big Elf fans. So,
you know, I love Elf. We have not watched it with Ian yet. It's on the list for this year, but he's kind of that kid that wants to watch his staples. So we'll see. And he's not a big fan, and this makes me so sad, of all of the old classics like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman. He'll watch them. He'll endure them with me, but those are definitely not his favorites.
Yeah. Well, when you grow up on Prep and Landing, there's a lot more action. You know, it's just harder for the kids. I think it's a little different. We make our kids watch White Christmas with us every year. For some reason, they haven't developed the fond love for it that we have. But I just keep hanging in there that they're going to get it. And one of these days they're going to be, we're so glad that we watched it and we got that, you know. And of course we watch It's a Wonderful Life, but I think because it's the musical and we're kind of a music family that we end up singing it. But again, like I said, they haven't quite the passion for it that I would hope they would have.
They have not embraced the beauty.
No. So, before we end up making this a movie.
I know. Suddenly, podcast, huh? Sorry. Yeah. Let's go ahead and head on in. Wow. This week's podcast is brought to you by Capture Your Holidays. Since we're talking holidays, it is a 7-lesson class that begins December 1st, and it is meant to help you go step by step through your photo opportunities that come up in December. It's meant to not overwhelm you and really guide you through a busy time of year so you can get the photos that you love. And it is newly there's new content this year. There are some little extras that I've added in. So I'm really excited to bring this class back again in a new and spiffy format. And I know, Kelly, this is a class that you've taken in the past. What would you tell people is your favorite part of it?
I think my favorite part of it is the part about the lights, because you really hit how to capture those pretty bokehs or how to create those stars, capture those night lights outside. That was so helpful to me. And the first year, I think you offered this, Joseph was a brand new baby. I mean, his birthday is actually today, November 7th. He's 4. So
Happy
right
birthday.
After this, Thank you. Well, I'll tell him that for you. But anyway, right after Thanksgiving, you know, I started that class with you and I had this brand new newborn to put in front of the Christmas tree and try to create bokeh lights. And, you know, he was my little sleeping model all the time. And I think those are my favorite Christmas pictures so far because I was really learning it. It was all new and I had this sweet little baby to be my prop. So it was perfect.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you were able to fit it in.
And I was able to fit it in. I wasn't doing much but taking care of my baby and, of course, my other kiddos. But I didn't have a big list that year of
you weren't doing
to
much.
Do.
I was only taking care of my five children. Not much.
That sounds a little crazy. Well, you know, I wasn't like trying to make homemade gifts for every person under the sun or, you know, I really wasn't going anywhere. I was staying in. So.
Just managing those five kids. So today I wanted to talk, well, in fact, I'm not even talking. Today I got a text from Santa, and Santa said he needed to know what's on everybody's list.
Awesome.
Yeah. So so today we're gonna answer his text and let him know what is on our list and throw some ideas out there so that you know, everybody gets what they're hoping for this Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is, let's start off with Christmas past.
Okay.
What's your all-time favorite photography gift? Do you have one?
Well, my camera, I think. I actually didn't get it for Christmas. I got it for my birthday, but JD surprised me with it. We had talked about it and I didn't know I was going to get it then. I thought it was just maybe going to come sometime, hopefully in the next 6 months to a year. And then it showed up on my birthday. So that definitely was it. And I think my favorite Christmas present gift was a tripod, a nice, you know, quality, strong tripod with a nice head that I could completely trust with my camera. And that's really important, especially for those Christmas pictures with the low light and the long shutter speeds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Do you remember the brand of that tripod?
It's a Manfrotto or Manfrotto.
Frodo.
Okay. Manfrotto. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So what about you? You just kind of got a new photography gift, didn't you?
I did. It has been a source of a little bit of marital disagreement. So I just had a birthday, and November birthdays are popular on the CY 365 podcast today, I can see.
Yeah.
I just had a birthday, and on my birthday, I got three boxes, and I opened the first one, and it was a backpack. I was like, well, that's handy. It was small and nice. Yeah. You know, no brand, just like this backpack. And then I opened another box, and it was a tripod. Which I thought, well, that's interesting because I already have
a tripod. Yeah. Okay.
And so I acted really happy and like, thank you. I faked it.
Yeah.
And then I opened a Canon 5D Mark III.
Woo! Sweet.
Yeah. Very, very sweet. And it's an amazing gift. And it's an amazing camera. I waited a week or so, and then I had the like, "What were you thinking?" conversation with my husband. But it's all good. It's all good.
So what was the tripod for then?
So
did it need a special tripod, or was it just extra tripod?
It was a bundle. It was like, buy this and you get these things free. And he's like, well, I didn't know what to do with them, so I just wrapped them. And it wasn't like an option to say, no, I don't want them. So,
I see.
Yeah, because I did give him that look like, you know, I have a tripod because you carried it 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So it was all good. And it's a pretty fabulous camera. I'm loving it. I'm anticipating a trip next week to San Francisco where I'm going to have time to really play with it and see what it can do. It's a pretty nice step up for me. So it's exciting stuff.
Yeah. That is very, very exciting. I can't wait to see some of those pictures coming out of there, especially at Christmas with that low light sensor and
Exactly. It'll be cool to see what I can do. So good stuff. All right. So let's see. Have you ever given photo related stuff to anybody?
Not much, because kind of in my family, I am the photographer, you know, so no one else is collecting like I am. And sometimes photography stuff can be kind of expensive. So, you know, you don't really spend that kind of money unless it's someone that's close to you and you really want to, you know, encourage them and invest them. But what I have done is like the little Gorilla Pod tripods. I've given those to family members that do iPhone pictures and things so they can set up their own tripods. And I gave my dad some Olo clips that, you know, he can put on his iPhone. And so that's pretty much it. I think I gave a sister a book about portrait photography, like capturing your kids. I can't remember if it was the Shutter Sister one maybe, or I can't remember. I have to go back and look. But
yeah.
One of those books, but that's pretty much it. Cause like I said, most of it, you know, can add up unless you're giving it to your husband or one of your kiddos. You know, you don't, I don't usually spend $500 on a friend,
who's in photography. Member.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, sorry.
Or your five
sorry,
kids.
Katrina, if you're expecting something.
Man,
you know.
I thought this was the year you're going to hook me up with the 24-70
exactly.
lens that I've never purchased for myself. Come on, right. Kelly. Come on.
So, you know, but those little tripods make really great gifts. They're, you know, if you have somebody that's doing iPhoneography or whatever like that, those are really cool. And they're not expensive. So
that might be a good stocking stuffer as well.
Yeah.
In my family, we trade names, and for my extended family, and we trade names, and we don't do adult gifts, but we exchange stockings. So, you know, we get assigned somebody and we fill their stocking with lots of fun gifts. And so I did give my sister 1 year an Olo clip as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think books, like you said, are awesome gifts too, to stuff into stockings or to put under the tree. Those are always good to have. I did give, and you're going to laugh at this, about, gosh, 20 years ago, I don't even think I was married to him yet. I knew this boy, and
I wonder which boy.
Yeah, exactly. We may have been engaged. I'm not sure. And he was kind of into photography. He shot a lot with an old Pentax camera that was, you know, all manual, everything, like down to the light meter. And he had seen the new digital, or not digital, the new Rebel. I think Andrew Agassi, the tennis player, when he still had hair, was doing the commercials back when. And so I bought Shay a digital, not a digital, I keep saying digital, one of the Rebel film cameras.
Nice.
As an upgrade. Yeah. And it's funny because that camera in many ways kind of became mine. So it was a gift for him, but he kind of came up in the film era. He wouldn't use it. It was still film. Why do I keep thinking it was not film? It was film. And so I started picking that one up a lot, and then that kind of led down the path to where we are today. So, Yeah, that was kind of my first camera, even though I bought it for him.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, I was going to ask you first, since you got that amazing birthday present, what's on your list for Christmas?
Nothing. I want peace and love and goodwill towards men.
Yeah.
I actually do have my list this year is small, obviously, for multiple reasons. but I would really... I really want a charger that I can carry with me, you know, like the backup chargers that you can charge your phone or your camera. I think I end up finding myself in places where I'm losing power and I need power. And I don't have any one specific in mind. I know that I just got an email this morning from Photo Jojo with their holiday like list of things to buy for people. And they had several listed in there that kind of fit that bill of just, you know, pocket size things that can give you a charge. You know, and long term, like if I was unreasonable, I would say that I really want the 2470 lens. Yeah. But, you know, I hate to put that out into the world in any way right. because my husband has no self-control.
He could send it to me then. You okay. know, maybe you feel a little less guilty.
Exactly. Well, I think my conversation with him included something like, when you pay the bills. So that was good. Well, maybe that's too much marital information. Maybe that you don't really want to know that. all right. He pays and he doesn't pay the bills. I pay the bills.
You know,
again,
every family works their way.
Exactly.
Their own way
through things, so. Exactly. TMI. Yeah. All right. So what about you? What's on your list?
Well, you know, if you go back and listen to last year's podcast, I said I was not due for an upgrade. I didn't want to upgrade. I think I had a long list of nice practical reasons why. But I've started thinking about that upgrade, and I am looking for the Canon Mark D or 5 Mark III, like you got. I know I'm not going to get it for Christmas. It's on my little, you know, pretend wish list. But yeah. I've started the conversation with my husband about, you know, I think I'm really ready for this. And I know it's way out there. And my husband is you. And so he's the, okay, I understand all the technical things and all the things you're telling me, but I think we really need to think about this for a while and figure out how we can do this. And, you know, so it will not happen anytime soon, probably, but we're starting the conversation, which is a good thing, you know, because that's,
I think so.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of still a hobby for me, although it's, I don't know, I'm kind of half hobby, kind of creeping up the ladder towards a little more than hobby.
Right.
But you know, it's kind of a lot of money to spend on something that's a passion that I'm not really getting a lot back from to pay for it. So,
right. No, and that's understandable. And I think that's what, you know, flings a lot of people into wanting to do more than take their everyday photos.
Right.
Is when they begin to make those big purchases. I totally get that.
The other thing though, that's a lot more realistic that I am expecting in my stocking stuffers, or at least under the tree, is I'd like the new Olo clip. I just got an iPhone 6 a couple weeks ago.
There's your upgrade.
Yeah. Well,
like it.
Yeah. Yeah. that's a long story. Jacob ended up with my old phone. He bought it because he wanted to buy a phone and we didn't want him to spend all that money for a 6 and anyway, so he ended up with mine, which meant, oh, whoops, I have to get a new phone.
Darn it.
And so I got that. But, you know, my Olo clip doesn't work anymore. And the new one, which hasn't been released yet, you can pre-buy it, but it said it shouldn't start shipping until the end of November. It has a front camera and a back camera lens.
Oh,
so
sweet.
It like has the clip that still clips on the same way, but now it has lenses that screw onto the front and to the back. So if I get it, you guys will just have to see lots of crazy selfies of me, like wide angle. Or
yeah. I was just gonna say, like, so using both sides of the camera, then you have an easier time doing selfies.
I think that's the part of it. I can't remember. I don't think all the other lenses work for the front. I mean, you don't need to see me in a macro. That'd be scary, you know, or something.
Although you could take a picture of your own eye.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So we'll see, but. That's one thing I'm kind of wanting is that new clip. And Jacob has already claimed my old one because, of course, it doesn't fit on my phone. So I was like, okay, you can have it. So
nice. Yeah. Nice. Tell him I expect to see those photos in his Instagram feed.
I will. You know, that was honestly one of the reasons why he wanted the phone. He doesn't really care about the phone. He just wanted a good camera. And so when it came down to talking about, well, what do you really want? Well, I want to be able to do more on Instagram. I want to be able to take more pictures and figure out how to print them. And I just didn't see buying him an actual little point and shoot. You know, I just didn't see that fitting in his life. And I thought he did need a phone. His old phone was one of the old nasty kind of texty. I mean, you know, it didn't do anything. And
he's of an age,
decided it would be a good step for him. So
that makes sense. Well, awesome. And I'm glad you got a new phone. That's exciting.
That is good. I kind of forget about that because it's, you know.
So tell me about the camera.
It does take better pictures and it takes better selfies. I took a selfie on Saturday at a race we were at of Jacob or JD, Jesse and I, and it is a better quality. Definitely better. I haven't done low light to really see how much better the low light is, but it definitely does seem to work a little better, faster. you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's
and I
cool.
am liking the bigger size. I know some people are, it still fits in my pocket. Okay. I don't always carry it in a pocket anyway, but it still fits in that. Okay. And I like the screen is just easier to use in my opinion and read. And it just seems a little more friendly to do more than just look at Facebook or my pictures. You know, I can actually feel like I can respond a little easier or look at a website. So
yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does it fit in your pocket?
Kind of. I mean, yeah.
Kind of. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Awesome. Well, so I think, you know, your list is long this year. We're kind of opposite land again. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Yeah.
Well, you know, birthday kind of took out your list.
birthday definitely took out my list for like the next five events. Like, I don't need anything. I don't need anything at all. So we've got some Santa requests from a few people in the CY365 community. So I want to get these out there so Santa can hear. And I think these might inspire those of you who are wondering, like, what kind of stuff do I want? And so the first list, and this is a bit long one, and she mentions that it's long, is our creative team member Connie Hanks.
Okay.
And she says her list is not really a wish list, it's more like a book. So she has the first thing she lists is the Tamron 90mm macro lens.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I haven't shot with the Tamron. I use the Canon 100mm right. macro lens. But I hear lots of good things about Tamron and a lot of people really like them as a less expensive alternative to Canon lenses. And Kelly, macro lens, we talked about this in the macro podcast. You don't have a dedicated macro lens.
I do not.
And not something you're looking at putting into your bag.
I doubt it unless I pick up some portrait photography, and then I could see myself looking for that, you know, one that I could use in both ways.
Right.
But I don't have a strong desire to do a lot of macro work. So unless it was something I could really use for other things, I doubt it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So continuing down her list, I probably need to speed it up because her list is long. She also wants the Canon 6D. The Canon 6D. Yeah.
That's the full frame one, right? The like the entry level.
That is the entry level new full frame camera from Canon. Yeah. And you know, kind of the cool thing about that is that the price point is lower than the 5D.
Right.
And you get a lot of the same bells and whistles.
Yeah.
So that's always kind of a cool, nice thing. I haven't shot with that camera, but hearing good things about it, which is nice. She also wants some portable lighting. She wasn't very specific for Santa there. That's a huge, that is like we just asked for
open
the
a
world.
Big can of worms. Yeah.
Exactly. Really large can of worms there. We could do like multiple episodes just on portable lighting. She has some big taste here. She also has on her list the Canon 70-200mm lens.
Ooh, yeah, I'd like that one.
That, you know, that lens, I have a love-don't-use-it relationship with it. Huh. Yeah, it's a nice lens. It's a heavy lens. It's you know, an awesome lens for portrait work. It is, you know, I find that if you're doing things like sports photography, bird watching, that kind of stuff, it's not long enough.
That
200mm length is just really not long enough. You have other options if you're going for like really, really wanting the telephoto length. But it is a amazing portrait lens again. So people get enamored with it. I feel like I'm taking your wish away, huh? Although Connie does
Connie does a lot of portrait work. She has a beautiful, amazing portrait work. So
yes,
I
exactly.
could definitely see her. But I was thinking about it for like cross country, but I'm like, oh, okay. That may not be what I want then. So.
Yeah, I think for cross country, there's probably a better option.
Better lens.
Yeah. Okay. If for no other reason than when you shoot cross country, you're outside a lot, you're moving a lot, and it's heavy.
A little more,
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would go for longer.
Yeah. What else does she have?
That's it, actually.
That's it. Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think her lens if we added it up though is the priciest list that I've had.
Yeah, that's you know, yeah.
That's okay.
But she is a very active photographer, and she does have a little bit of a portrait business. So, you know, you can really see practicalness of that nature as well, though.
And if I was to tell Santa, I would say she has totally earned it.
Yeah.
Totally. Good stuff. All right. So let's go to the little bit smaller list is from our community member, Redonda. And Redonda has on her list, and hers is short, a tabletop fluorescent lighting unit with a bounce board.
Awesome. You know, Redonda is doing the most amazing work with her recipe book and her food photography.
Yes.
So I can really see her wanting this because she's just putting out picture after picture of yummy looking food.
Yes, exactly. And that's, again, lighting's coming up again because we're moving into that time of year where you need it. And lots of options there. So that's, something I could see her wanting as well. Her food photos are really, really fun and, such a great testament to like keeping things simple and going with a classic composition. I'll link those up in the show notes so folks can see what she's done with her food photos. And then my friend, Jocelyn Cutchins, she wants a new tripod.
Ooh.
Yeah. So harkens back to your Christmases.
Yes.
The past. So, again, lots of options with tripods. You know, want to consider weight. You want to consider how you're going to use it. You want to consider a really good ball head so that you get lots of range of movement when looking at a tripod. And is yours a heavy tripod, Kelly, or is it kind of middle of the road?
I would say it's probably middle of the road.
Yeah, mine too. I want it to be light enough that I can still carry it places, but strong enough to be able to hold my 70 to 200 millimeter lens.
Yeah, I don't have a lens quite that big that I carry on it. I think I carry my, 24 to 70 most of the time or 78 on it most of the time. And last night I carried it on our trail at church for pictures and I carried it over a mile all night and, just put it on my shoulder and off I go. It's not that, big a deal. So
Nice. Cool.
It just gets cold. It's cold.
Right.
And well, you can feel that cold through the gloves. That metal gets so cold.
Well, and it was cold because how cold was it for you last night, Kelly?
It was 12 degrees.
Yeah.
It was so cold.
Anyway. Anything's going to be cold.
But that metal degrees. Especially is exactly. cold. You can feel it through the gloves and your coat. You're like, oh.
Oh, yeah. My.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she has two other things on her list.
Oh, okay.
Two other things. The 35 millimeter lens or the 85 millimeter lens. And both fun lengths. I have the 85 millimeter lens and it again is a beautiful portrait lens. I have a hard time using it in my house though. If you have
85, you don't have space.
Really. I find that I don't have enough space. So outside it works really well. Inside, if you have a huge house, then it probably could work really nicely. But I don't have a small house, but I don't have a gigantic house either. I have an older house,
which has smaller rooms sometimes.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that takes a little bit more maneuvering.
Yeah. I want that 35 millimeter, I think. Mm-hmm. I think.
I think you probably do too. I have a 28 and I love it. That's a fun lens because you're not totally wide, but you're not in that 50 place. It's just a nice lens. Just a really nice space to work with. So
yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. So you're putting something else on your list there.
I am. You should see my notes. It's scary. JD's going to be like, what happened to you this year?
I'm not going to let you play with Katrina anymore.
Yeah. So what about the people who have everything? What would you suggest for them? Because I know there are some people that have been collecting for a few years,
Exactly. Well, my friend Myra sent something from her list as well. And she is one of those people who has almost everything. She's been taking photos forever. She moved to Canon and I know she did a bunch of upgrades to her lenses.
Right.
When she made that move. And she sent, this is such a cool thing. It's called the I'm going to say this wrong. iXpand. So IXPAND flash drive for iPhone and iPad. And it says it bills itself as the easiest way to transfer photos and videos. So you plug it in to your iPad or your iPhone, and it automatically copies your photos and videos from the camera roll to the drive to your drive when connected. And it'll do video and music files as well. Yeah. And I think that's pretty awesome. I kind of like that it's this, you know, this extra storage that I could use easily to just.
How does it get off the flash drive? Does it have to go Wi-Fi from the flash drive then to the camera? I mean, because it has a different computer. Do you know?
Let's see.
I don't know. I was just thinking. So much of mine happens in the background.
Right.
I come home,
right.
My phone hooks up to my Wi-Fi automatically and it just takes care of it. So, you know, I go in and look. And so for me, I'm like, oh, I've kind of already got this workflow that I don't even think about.
It does say it automatically syncs photos and videos.
Uh-huh.
So it automatically copies the photos and videos from your camera roll to the drive. So it's moving it onto the drive.
Uh-huh.
It says it's got 3 times the transfer speed of other drives.
Huh.
Let's see. Well, and here's one of the nice things for on the go too, that it does free up, you know.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah, so it comes in 16, 32, or 64 gigabytes. So you don't have to be worried about being out of memory. So if you were traveling a lot,
right.
Or going places that might be really interesting.
Which is, you know, when I got my iPhone, I got the 64 gig. And the guy at the store was trying to talk me out of it. And I'm like, no, I know how I use my phone. I know where technology is going. I'm not planning on upgrading quickly unless there's some, you know, freak thing that happens. I want the 64. You know, I'm just like, don't talk me out of it.
Right.
I
like, know why would you try to talk you? Why? Yeah. I always have the opposite that they're like, let me sell you more.
Are you sure you need that? You know, he's like, we have the 16 in store. And I'm like, no, I do not want the 16. I know I don't want the 16. Don't, you know, but the guy was like, well, what would you use all that space for?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I thought, at least
he's trying to save me some money, you know, but still when I started telling him, he was like, oh, okay. It was like all of a sudden he realized, okay, she knows what she's talking about and back off.
Right. Oh, that's like, funny.
No,
oh, my gosh. That's so strange.
Yeah.
All right. So what else? So this is when I go to Photo JoJo.
Yeah.
To take a look and see, like, what are the crazy things that you could add for the person who has everything. You know, last year I got the Sony QX100 lens.
And you've been loving that. Are you still using it a lot?
I use it all the time. I love it. The quality of photos. It's got the Carl Zeiss lens. It's pretty amazing. But, you know, again, that's on the pricier range. So if we want to drop it down into, you know, the more reasonable range, this actually answers my question earlier. The Battery Buddy. It's a backup battery, charges your phone up to 5 times, and that's in the $50 range. So that's kind of nice and handy. I just like that. I like that idea. So if you really, like, if you have the person who has everything, you could get them a drone.
A drone, okay.
That's right? Why? Well, why not? Like, take your camera everywhere.
I was thinking like a GoPro. GoPro would be fun. Especially with the Active Family, you know, I don't know if I'd want to just walk around in my house with it, but if I was out, you know, hiking with the boys, which we do, or doing different things, I think, you know, waterproof in the pool, whatever, that's an area that me.
Right.
They do have a
new GoPro that is in the more affordable category.
Which would be, do you know, or are
I believe it's in like the under 200.
Okay.
And Ian is way into movie making. And so we had talked about a GoPro, and there's just something about buying a $500 camera for your 9-year old that doesn't seem right.
Right.
And so we bought him and actually I have to be quiet about this, although he's not in the house. And he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Okay.
But we did buy him a
but he bugs you.
Exactly. We bought him a video camera that is like a GoPro, but it's not a GoPro. I believe it's a Kodak. That doesn't sound right now. I don't know. I'd have to go look at the box. It's hidden away in the secret Santa place. And so we bought him a video camera that will work. And then we heard about the Hero.
GoPro.
Yeah, the Hero 4 is the new one. And I think that's the new one. Or is that the new one? Or is that is their new one, but is that the cheap one? That may not be the cheap one. I don't know. Oh, it's just
I don't either.
It's the Hero, not the 4.
The Hero. Okay.
And the Hero is $129.
Oh, that's pretty reasonable. Yeah. I mean, really, when you think about it, because GoPro has got a pretty good reputation for good equipment, you know. And,
exactly. Yeah. And the Hero 4, which is their newest one as well, is the $500 range. So the difference, you know, especially when you're getting it for somebody young, that's a pretty huge difference. So
yeah,
that's a good option.
Well, you know what I would suggest, well, may not suggest, because again, this is for that if you already have everything and you just kind of want to do something, try something different, is I have an Expo disc, which is a little gray glass kind of disc thing you put in front of your lens and you use it to set your white balance perfectly with the light. And I hadn't really played with it much, but this last 3 or 4 months, I've been playing with it and I'm falling in love with it. And I think it's because I'm kind of a techno person and I like to understand what I'm really doing. I know you can do the same thing with a gray card, but a gray card will get crumpled. I mean, I know that it's definitely not a necessary thing, but it's kind of fun to use. And it also will help you set your exposure perfect, which is fun for me since I'm, like I said, the techno person, to do what is perfectly grayscale, 18%, what would be the perfect exposure, and then compare it with my artistic exposure. You know, where I go, okay, well, with this scene, I really should have gone ahead and upped it to blow out the back, or upped it to take care of this, or lowered it to take care of this to make it feel, you know, homier or comfier or whatever. But it's kind of fun to remove that from the camera so the camera's not metering it, because it makes it the whole meter look 18% gray. Mm-hmm. So instead of having to rely on the, what do you want to call it? You know, the firmware or whatever it is that helps the camera make the decision, you get a really true decision without having to have a $300 or $200 light meter that you go stick out there, you know, or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Which just isn't practical in a lot of situations.
Right.
And the Expo disc has an awesome reputation. It is going to get you the best exposure and white balance that you can get.
It's yeah. So it's been fun to play with and then, you know, bring it into Lightroom and kind of compare with what I would have done on my own and to kind of get that true, perfect look. And then to go, okay, well now I'm going to eye it how I like it a little bit. But it kind of gives me, it has cut down on my editing because I'm starting at a good spot instead of starting at a spot where I'm like, oh, now I have to edit all of these. It's more like, okay, I'm kind of at a good start. I might just tweak it instead of really think about it. So,
that's an awesome suggestion. And that's in the $50 range as well. And I would be okay if Santa brought me one. I don't have one. I don't have one, but they're good stuff. So,
yeah. Well, and go watch the videos on their page. They have like 5 videos by Zach and Jody, this couple that does photography.
Mm-hmm,
they are cute and they're really easy to understand. They explain it. They show you how to use it and they show you the difference, what happens. And once you kind of get it as part of your rhythm, I mean, it takes a while to kind of make it part of my new thought process. And I don't use it for just everyday photography. It's more portrait or if I'm, you know, really setting up a scene is when I use it. But it does. It saves that time and it really gives you better picture in camera, which is, you know, a good goal.
Yeah. Always nice. Always nice to have.
Yeah.
Cool. So I just totally forgot what I was doing. Could you tell?
Well, and you kind of blacked out from Skype with me also. And I thought, did I lose her?
Uh-oh. I'm not sure. What happened?
Well, are we ready to talk about if you're new, if you don't have anything on your list?
That would be a great thing to talk about.
Yeah. Well, because so many people always ask us, what camera? Where do we start? Where do we start with the camera? I need to get a new camera.
Yeah. And that's a huge question.
It's a huge investment, no matter where you start. It's an investment.
Absolutely. And if you're talking about going to a DSLR, if that's not someplace that you've gone, or you've got a really, really old one, you know, you're still shooting with the original Rebel from Canon, then you know, upgrading is a good thing, can be a good thing. It can also be daunting.
Yeah.
So I like to ask people, first of all, you know, what's your budget?
Yeah.
And, you know, how much do you want to invest in this? And then I think, Kelly, you mentioned something to me earlier before the show, you know, how are you going to use it? Like, how deep is your passion?
Yeah, I so think that's really important, because unless you just have a lot of extra money, and you know, some people can go out and just buy the top of the line, and that's great. But some of us really need to make good decisions about where, you know, we put investments like that in. And
right.
If you're going to stay on that green square, you know, putting it into a 1600 camera might not be the best decision. You might want to just pull back and buy more accessories or something, or put some of that money in classes, or, you know,
exactly.
Learn.
I was just going to say, invest in like really learning your craft.
To use it. And then in a couple of years, that camera will be outdated. You might want to upgrade, you know, 3, 4, 5 years down the road and get what you know you really will use, instead of starting at the top and then going, you know.
Right,
so.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I always have to laugh just a little bit when you see people who have top of the line cameras and they're shooting on auto.
I had that happen just recently at cross country. This new friend, and she was shooting with this amazing lens, and this, I think she had the Canon 6D. And so I walk over to her and I'm like, "So, what are you shooting, you know, and how are your pictures coming out?" She's on the Little Running Man, and this is fine. I mean, but she's like, "Oh, I've had this camera. My husband bought it for me. I have no idea how to use it at all." And I'm like, "Can we switch?
Hurts my heart.
I'm like, "Oh, that's great.
Here's my phone."
Yeah. So I was like, "Well, you know, if you change it to this drive mode, that would probably get you some better pictures. And if you change it to this meter mode, and if you changed it to the focusing mode where they're running towards you, you know, what's that focusing mode called?" Or anyway. She's like, "Oh, that's great information. Do you know how to do that?" I was like, "Hand it to me. I'll switch it for you."
And then let me tell you about this website I know.
I did awesome. Tell her. I don't know if she came, but I did tell her. Yeah. And she's really nice. So I'm sorry if that sounded harsh, because it's not at all. It was more my jealousy that was coming up inside of me.
Absolutely.
It was that, please.
Well, and we've all been in that place of knowing only what we know.
Right.
Exactly. And that's all you can know.
Yeah.
Right. Until you know more. So that's my mantra for the month.
I think it was just the exact opposite of me, because I'm like I got the very level entry one. And as I finally outgrew it, you know, kind of jumped up a couple levels. And now I feel like I've really outgrown the Canon 60D, which is what I still have. And I kind of go, "Oh, I could go to the 60, but I think I'm ready to just jump one more time and just hang out there until the thing is completely dead."
That's right. You know,
go all the way and then wait until it won't take another picture.
But you know at this point that you're going to use it, how you're going to use it.
Right.
You have opportunity to use it for the website in many different ways, and you contribute some to classes and.
Yeah.
So you're justified. You're totally justified.
I'm sending have to come up with it.
That's right. I'm sending JD an email saying, "Please buy this for your wife."
Oh, that's gonna work.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I am the one who told my husband, like, questioned my husband's birthday present to me after he gave it to me. Yes, love. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I tell him it's a good thing that he likes me, because he has to put up with me.
So specifically those Canon Rebels, we were talking about what camera, and I think we didn't say one.
We didn't.
You know,
we didn't.
That,
but
that
I think
line.
You have a couple of different options when you come into the Rebel line, which I think is a great place for people to start. If you, you know, and again, like thinking about money, thinking about use, the T5i is the most current canon that I would suggest people start with. Mm-hmm. But that being said, it doesn't hurt to go to the one model older and get it used.
Yeah.
You know, find a good deal on it, and, you know, from a reputable source.
Right. Right.
And go that way. And, you know, B&H has used equipment, and you can buy, well, you can trade in, you can trade up directly through Canon. They'll buy your old one and credit you towards the upgrade. So there are, you know, you've got options, but the T5i, I think if Santa was going to put something under your tree and you were ready to take a step into DSLR, that's a great place to start.
So what's the Nikon equivalent to that? Because, you know, we just happen to shoot Canon. It's
right,
not that
right.
It's just what I know. It's what I grew up with in my house. So
yeah, exactly.
Me
too.
I just don't know the Nikon that much.
Right. I don't have. I have nothing against Nikon. No, I actually own a Nikon point and shoot.
Yeah.
That
I just
love.
Thought we don't want to be like too Canon heavy here. It'd be like the iPhone Android thing or
I know.
Something.
I know. Although, yeah, I know nothing about Android. So.
Yeah.
Nikon 5, I'm so bad at their numbers, 5300. The Nikon D5300 is the camera that I would suggest as an entry-level, all-purpose DSLR. And they're roughly in the same
price
range. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think if Santa in your house is trying to make this decision, you know, you can put one of them on your list and go for it. You know, the difference between Canon and Nikon is a personal preference.
Yep.
Hold them if you can, know what they feel like. But then if you've got a Santa who wants a lot of comparative data, send them over to dpreview.com, and you can do some side-by-side comparisons of the two cameras. And know which, you know, really fills the bill. And they're going to sell it on maximum resolution, which doesn't really matter anymore. They all have the ability to print fairly large.
Right.
What I want to did I say the resolution? Pixels?
Yes, yeah. But I knew you meant pixels.
Yeah, pixels is what I really meant. What I'm really going to look at is, what is the ISO range?
That's so important to me too.
Yeah. So what can you do with low light? That's where I'm going to spend most of my time looking, because everything else, and there's lots to look at, everything else is going to be really similar.
Right.
You know, it's going to be the difference between this LCD viewer is 3 inches and this one is 3.2
right.
inches. And so kind of some minutia stuff.
Right.
And, you know, again, if you want to come into a higher place in the line, spend more, a little bit more money, you can take a look at that on DP Review as well. So what lenses would you recommend to someone just getting started?
Well, you know, I'm with Connie. I have several Tamron. I've been completely thrilled with them. I know we've talked about this before. And so I would say, you know, again, unless it's just important to you to have the Canon lens or the Nikon lens, or, you know, it's just easy for you to go out and spend that money, that you look at those Tamron lenses, or Sigma lenses, or, you know, and just read the reviews. I haven't had a problem with mine. They have great warranties. So that was a big selling point. I got like a 6-year warranty instead of a 1-year warranty. So that
nice.
Was a big deal. Yeah. Lengthwise, it kind of, again, depends on what you're going to use with it. If you're trying to do just kind of everyday life, something that will get you a little bit of a wide end, something that'll get you a little bit of a zoom. You know, that 24 to 70 is one we talk about a lot. There are some that go more like 24 to what, 135 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great. And then you got to pay a little more money if you want it to be fast. You know, so if you want that 2.8, that's going to cost you a little bit more. How's that for a start?
That is good for a start.
Picking a specific lens necessarily.
Yeah. So I am going to pick a specific
it.
Lens for folks to start with. And, you know, this is tried and true. We've been saying it for years.
Yeah.
But, you know, for most of us everyday photographers, you want the ability to shoot in low light in your home.
Yes.
And you really cannot go wrong with the 50 millimeter 1.8. And that's a, you know, in the $100 range.
Yeah.
And the it's a reliable lens. It may not be the most amazing lens you're ever going to buy, but it gets the job done in low light. And, you know, you have to, I think it forces you to also have to learn a bit about aperture and how that works and focusing, because it is so wide.
Right.
You've got to be a little careful in using it.
And it makes you be a little creative with your composition as well, because it's that fixed length. And, you know, sometimes 50 isn't quite wide enough still to get a room shot in most houses. You know, I notice at my house, and I have a pretty, I don't want to say big house, but I do. And it's got pretty good sized rooms.
But, I do.
I'm sorry, I do. But we have 9 people that live here. So, you know.
It's all good. We're not judging you.
Thank you. You've heard me be very practical about lots of other things. So, you know.
Exactly.
But
you're frugal.
Sometimes that 50 is very is tight to get into a room. And so that's kind of why I've been looking at the 35, but it doesn't have the low price point entry. It doesn't have the $100 comparison one, which is, you know, what I wish it was.
Exactly. Exactly. So especially, you know, if Santa is getting a new camera and wants to, you know, go get a lens as well, then I think it's an excellent place to start.
Yeah,
an excellent place to start, and it'll stay in your bag for a long time and be really, really useful.
Right.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah,
I like to, and you know, I know that there's difference of opinion on this. I like in the Tamron line that they have the like 18 to 200 millimeter lenses.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of gets it all done for you. You know, the quality of glass is. This sounds really snotty because I am the person with all Canon bags or all Canon lenses in my bag. The quality of glass for an 18 to 200 millimeter lens is not going to be as good as if you bought all primes.
No, it's not.
But it's also much easier to carry than 7 prime lenses in your bag. And I know that there are people on the creative team and people in the community who have had great success with the 18 to 200 millimeter lens.
Yeah.
You're not going to get as much low light performance, but when you're using an all-purpose lens like that, it's not all about just low light. It's about all the situations you can be prepared for as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So other stuff, I got a few things that I kind of was thinking about that sometimes people don't think to ask for.
Okay. Let's hear them.
How about an Adobe membership to, Photoshop and Lightroom, you know, because it's $10. Isn't that what it is for that photographer?
Mm-hmm, right. The photographer bundle.
You know, so that's $120 for the whole year. You cannot beat that, honestly, for that amazing software. I know you don't own it. And I know some people still don't like that, but that's just kind of how it is now. You know, you don't really have that option anywhere.
Right.
Much anymore.
Well, and so, if you work it out over time, it's you get the upgrades that way and you don't have to buy the new software because it's just part of the deal.
So, I think that's
like
a great thing to ask for. If you're not wanting to ask for, you know, a $500 lens or something, you're like, but you're not there yet. If you're not in Photoshop and Lightroom, that'd be a great thing to start with for your new year's resolution is learn it. And so
exactly. Yeah. Like dig into to upping your skills. I think that you're not going to go wrong there.
Right. And then I know that our fabulous class teacher, Miss Katrina, has got some stuff coming out for the new year. And I think classes are a great idea to ask for.
I think classes are a great idea to ask for as well. And we do have some classes that I think will appeal to
everybody
in 2015. We've got, I'm doing a portrait class. People have asked.
Yes.
And I'm doing it. I'm doing it finally.
I'm super excited.
Yeah, me too. A year long class too. So it'll be that, you know, that little bit of work each month to really build some awesome portrait skills. And I always love the year long classes because I feel like I develop my skills as we go through the year as well. So it's a fun journey to have together.
Yeah. And then for those beginners out there, and maybe not even all beginners, but if you haven't ever really done a 365 project yet, Katrina is solving that problem. Yay. I'm so excited.
This is probably what I am most excited about for 2015. Yeah. The the opportunity for people who have who are starting a 365 for the first time or restarting an old 365 maybe, to dig in with me for a few weeks, starting at the end of December, so that we're preparing and then moving in through January, a class all about how to be successful with your 365 project. And so both of those classes will go on sale towards the beginning of December. So perfectly timed for Christmas gifts, if those are those are things that you want to ask for. And
that would be a great gift to give too, because I get a lot of, how do I do this? And I send them to some of our resources, but they're kind of, you know, there's a resource here and a resource here. And so it'd be great to give them this class and just say, here, this will cover everything you need to know and get you going. And then we'll be here the rest of the year to help you out. You join the community, be a part of us, you know, and
Exactly. And I'm toying with the idea too of, well, we're going to kick the year off with that, and then there may be some add-ons as we go through the year. So some like
fun,
you know we all want to start back at the gym in January,
right,
but it's really March when you need the support,
right.
So
exactly, true.
We'll have that built in some way for you too, so information
fun
about that is coming. And then I know a lot of people will ask, and I'm expecting to get the emails starting right around the time that people start getting cameras for Christmas. The Your Life Captured Through the Lens series, which is the series that you, or class that you could learn how to move off of manual. You know, it went away.
It retired.
It's gone for real. And it's pained me every time I have to respond to those emails, like, it's gone. It's retired. It hurts my heart.
But
I am replacing it with a 3-class series that will move you off manual. Move you off manual?
Yeah, okay.
No. How about we move you off auto? Move you to manual. We're going to move you to manual. I had a chance to really think about that class and realized that there's more detail to include in a format that isn't so overwhelming. So moving it to a series of 3 classes that I think everyone will enjoy and will get you ultimately to that result of shooting on manual mode, and also knowing when you don't need to. That's an important piece for me.
That is an important piece. I think so.
Absolutely. Manual is not the end all be all of everything. So Kelly, let's talk about what we've seen in the gallery. I'd love to hear about your photo.
Oh, okay. I picked a photo by Nikki Bradbury, and she was just our behind the lens focus for November. And I just happened to see another photo of hers recently, and it was just beautiful. Is her yourself. So it's her self-portrait for the month of November. And she took it says just me in my bathroom mirror, but she's just in simple solid black. It's a very I can't think of the right word. I don't want to say standard, but you know, it's very timeless.
Right.
And then
it's classic.
It's very classic. And she's put a very nice kind of warm black and white treatment on. She's captured a beautiful expression, just kind of a solemn, not, you know, solemn's not serious.
It's just a little moody to me. It's
just like a little bit moody. But not ugly mood. Or not, she's grouchy.
No.
It's just like she's thinking. She's thoughtful.
Very thoughtful, pondering.
She's got beautiful catch lights in her eyes. The back is beautifully, you know, whited away. I just can't stop looking at her, thinking how beautiful she is, but just calming. I think it just really calms me to look at it.
There's something about the way she's leaning into her lens, her camera, which is on a tripod, that just is so soft and so natural and so nice. It's a really beautiful image.
It is just like, I don't know. I just keep looking at it, and I get nice feelings when I look at it. You know, I don't think, oh, she's discouraged, or oh, she's happy. I just feel, like I said, calm and peaceful and thoughtful, and I feel like I'm not describing it well at all. I should write these out ahead of time.
That's
probably.
Okay. That's but okay. We'll link it up. We'll link it up. And I think thoughtful is the way that I would describe it. Kind of thoughtfully classic. You know, if somebody told me that that photo was 40 years old, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And you start looking at it. You go, oh, look at that camera. That's not it. Look at that.
Right,
you know.
Right.
And she did a perfect job, because if it was a true white, black, I think it would feel cold. You know, I think it wouldn't feel quite so warm and inviting and calming to me. So I think she chose really well with that little bit more of a warm black and white.
Yeah, the tones are really beautiful. And, you know, what she's done, one of my favorite things, which is bring that little bit of blue tone, blue hue into her black and white image. I really love that.
Yeah.
Cool. So
and who did you pick?
I picked Deb Moran.
Awesome.
Who's a longtime faithful CY365 community member and, you know, my go-to resource every time we're on a webinar. She's like Deb. My Google,
she's like Google
look it
queen.
Up. Exactly. Exactly. We put her on the spot and she rises to the occasion. We love her for it. Her photo, and she's going to laugh because she has a gallery of awesome images, and I am actually using her photo from my birthday, November 5th. Yeah, okay. That I just realized that was not intentional, and it's titled "Oops," because it's the day she forgot to take a photo
for the first time in 3.5 years.
For the first time in 3.5 years, and she.
Amazing.
She marked it with, just a shot of a lens with "oops" written over it, and I wanted to use it as our my pick today, because that's real. You know, we hold up this idea that we've got to get our shots every day, but every day sometimes just doesn't work, and that's okay. That's okay. It's okay to miss. You know, there are no 365 police that are going to come to your door.
Right.
And she laughed at it and moved on and is not going to let it stop her from continuing with her project, because it's more about documenting life, I think, than making sure that you're doing it perfectly every day without error or missing.
Absolutely. And I love how she does that. I love how she's like off prompt. You know, she goes off prompt every once in a while. Same way. Perfect. You know, she's just very comfortable in her project. So.
Exactly. And just really making it work for her.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing. Like, make it your project. That's why we put the "your" in Capture Your 365.
That's right. That's right.
Awesome. Well, Kelly, I hope Santa is good to you.
Me too. Me too. I don't think he'll be as good to me as I wish, but I'm sure he will be.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining me for the Capture Your 365 podcast. We are so glad that you tune in. And as always, if you have ideas that you'd like to share with us for future podcasts, share them in the show notes, and we'd love to hear them. Have a great afternoon, evening, morning. Here I go again with that 20-minute sign-off, huh? Thank you for being part of the Capture Your 365 community, and we wish you all the best and hope Santa is good to you.